You know what, President Trump? Maybe you should read all the UN resolutions, including the United Nations Charter of 1952, of which we are a ratified signatory to. You know what it says? You can't make war on a member nation without a UN resolution. How many of you people remember back in the lead up to the last fake war, the claim to lies of 500,000 Iraqis, 6,000 Americans, and God knows how many PTSD suicides have resulted after the fact, and tens of thousands maimed, crippled, limbless, dismembered Americans survived. Do you remember that in the run-up to the diabolical invasion of Iraq? Do you remember what was the crown jewel in Bush's scheme? What did he have to get? Not just a vote in Congress. What did he have to get before he could invade Iraq? A UN resolution. How'd they get it? Man, in a church, how'd they get it? They lied. They made a story up. It said Saddam was making nukes. And that, okay, Hans, I told you, Hans, I got no weapon of mass destruction. Saddam was stockpiling weapons to kill the entire planet. He was going to take everybody out. Boy, howdy. We love us some war, don't we? Play the rest of the Trump macho man. I moved to protect innocent lives. You know what? If you want to protect some innocent lives today, President Trump, I have a suggestion. Tell Congress to send you a bill that totally defunds Planned Parenthood. Tell Congress to send you a bill that makes it illegal, federally illegal, to murder the soon-to-be born. How about that? You know how many lives you would save today? Somewhere on the order, I believe, of 13,000. 13,000. You just wept over little babies that were sarin gassed. I thought you were pro-life.
But not over saline.
Yes. Let's continue, shall we?
The UN Security Council. Years of previous attempts at changing Assad's behavior have all failed, and failed very dramatically. As a result,
stop the digital media. The refugee file. I can't even listen to this. Assad is being attacked. The people of Syria, including Syrian Christians, are being assailed and murdered and having war waged on them by who?
ISIS.
Islamic State in Syria. Dummy. How do you think? Why do you think there's an Islamic State in Syria, dunderhead? To wage war against Assad. So let me see if I understand this, President Trump. So if Assad is the enemy of ISIS, that would make him what to other enemies of ISIS? This is pure, unadulterated. This is pure, folks. This is 100% pure distilled from Evian, from the springs of Evian, France. Neocon. What did the guy say in Blazing Saddles? That was authentic prairie gibberish. This is 100% distilled, authentic neocon, Decepticon gibberish. You know, I'm despondent. I'm almost despondent now because it's apparent Trump administration has totally capitulated to Bill Kristol and the rest of the Decepticons. We should rule the world. We get to determine what the international order is going to be. We get to determine. Think of the language here. The brutal dictator, Bashar al-Assad. How many abortions happen in Syria every day, President Trump? Brutal dictator. The Syrian people tell a different story. The Syrian people say that thanks to Bashar al-Assad and the assistance of Vladimir Putin and Russian forces, ISIS has actually been deposed and has been driven from the strongholds that they had. But that's not good enough, is it? No, because it's never about that. What's it about? It's about American interventionists and internationalists getting their jollies and enriching themselves and their buddies. And your kids and my kids get to pay for it. California, you need to secede tomorrow. You need to get out. So here's some more neo-authentic, 100% distilled neocon gibberish, shall we?
Crisis continues to deepen, and the region continues to destabilize.
Yeah, I wonder how that
threatening
happened.
Threatening the United States and its allies. Tonight I call on all civilized nations to join us in seeking to end the slaughter and bloodshed in Syria. And also to end terrorism of all kinds and all types. We ask for God's wisdom as we face
don't bring God in on this. Don't bring God in on this.
Troubled world. We pray for the lives of the wounded and for the souls of those who have passed. And we hope
that your missiles
long
just
as
killed?
America stands for justice.
We don't stand
then peace
for
and
justice.
Harmony will in the end prevail. Good night, and God bless America and the entire world. Thank you.
This is a fraud. If you have 18 to 35-year-old kids, get ready. You're ready to lose them. These people will not take no for an answer, and they will not be stopped. There is no force on earth, legal or otherwise. There is no entity on earth that can stop them. They will not be content. Well, there is an entity, of course, and we won't appeal to that. And the leader of that entity, the church, won't intervene. This is madness. Islamic State in Syria. Islamic State in Iraq. That's who is attacking the people of Syria. And I'm going to say this again for the benefit of those who didn't hear it the first time. The citizens of Syria, which include the oldest Christian population in existence. St. Paul was on the road to where when our Lord appeared to him. Where was he going? Damascus. Why was he going there? To go get Christians. Why was he going to go get Christians or believers, as they probably were termed at that time? Stone them as St. Stephen was stoned. Root out the heretic. And he invokes God. God bless the world. Well, of course God bless the world. What does that have to do with escalating a war? Here, this is from Robert Mary. Robert W. Mary. Written late last night. American Conservative Magazine. AmconMag.com. You know what Fox News is doing right now? You know what the propagandists at Fox News are doing right now? They're running loop file footage over and over and over and over of the children being tended to yesterday in Syria. 13,000 American babies will be slaughtered in their mother's wombs today. But let's spend a couple of billion dollars an hour, shall we? To rain some justice down on those that allegedly killed children. Do you note? They used the children. Trump even used the children. Babies, he said. Babies. Well, Mr. Trump, what about the babies that are going to be killed at Planned Parenthood in Austin, Texas today? What about the babies, late-term babies, 22, 23, 24 weeks, that are going to be killed in abortuariums on Manhattan Island today? What about them? What about the babies that are going to be slaughtered as human sacrifices and then used to fill up the coffers of human baby body part traffickers in Miami? What about them? Maybe we should launch a Tomahawk missile strike on a Planned Parenthood clinic. I know where a few are. As a matter of fact, I can send you the coordinates. There's one in New Orleans. This is sick. This is beyond sick. Now, the last dam, if you will, that could have stopped this has been co-opted. Robert W. Mary, this isn't the foreign policy Trump campaigned on. It may be too early to tell for sure, but Donald Trump is looking more and more like a fraud. He's also looking like a weakling and a political ingrate. All this is coming into stark relief with accelerating events involving Syria. The United States launched dozens of missiles, 59 exactly, against Syrian military installations to retaliate for the chemical attack on rebel-held territory. Thus did Trump demonstrate that to the extent that his foreign policy differs from that of his predecessor, it is more aggressive and adventuresome than Obama's. That's the opposite of how he campaigned. We might as well just start calling him President Jebediah Bush. He's Jeb. So let's start with the crucial civic adhesive of political gratitude. This is the virtue that impels politicians to give special consideration to the people who put them in office. That can generate anger and frustration of the on the part of people on the other side of the major issues in play. But those people had to accept that they were on the losing side. The winning side sets the agenda based on the political conversation of the last campaign. That's how democratic politics works. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, dudes, uber babes, members of the red, white, and dude nation, this is why democracy fails. This is why, you know, I was listening yesterday intently. I listened to Suzanne's show and I listened to Mark's show in its entirety, both of them. And they both make awesome points about the corruption of the political process, about the corruption of our political system, about the failure of the U.S. Constitution to mitigate all this. All these points are valid. All the points are valid. But guys, gals, you're only going to recreate the exact same flawed system by leaving the current one and believing that you're smarter than a founding father, who indeed were far more wise and educated than we'll ever be, although they were still deficient where it counts. Do we really have the do we really have the hubris to believe that if they couldn't get it right, that we can? We're imbeciles. Look around you. Look at the carnage, the human intellectual carnage around you. Do you really think we can get it right? I don't. And that's, Suzanne and Mark, that's not a knock against you. That's a knock against us. The attempt to regulate the affairs of man and using man as the ultimate power, as the ultimate force. A piece of paper cannot regulate the affairs of man. An obedience and a healthy fear of eternal damnation can, but a piece of paper ain't got a freaking prayer's chance, a snowball's chance in hell. We're in trouble. The planet is in trouble. Humanity is in trouble. And again, that's not a knock on you, Mark, or you, Suzanne. We can't fix this.